Page 93. Exam preparation. Listening practice 3. The psychology of a shop. You are going to hear a conversation about shop consultants. Listen and choose the correct answer.
You're Sam, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm Laura. We're in the same maths class. Do you mind if I join you?
Not at all. Sorry, I didn't recognise you. There are so many new faces and names to remember.
Don't worry about it. I know you're new at our school. So what school were you at last year?
Actually, it was in Paris. We lived there for a few years because of my parents' work. We just returned to London a month ago.
Wow, you're so lucky to have lived in Paris. What do your parents do?
They're shop consultants who specialise in the psychological aspects of design.
I've heard of interior design. But what has psychology got to do with shops?
Apparently quite a lot. I don't know everything that's involved, but I've learned a bit from my parents.
Tell me about it. I happen to love shopping.
Then you might not want to learn how customers are manipulated.
Maybe I should learn about it. It might help me spend less.
Well, okay. Let's begin with this cafe. What did you smell when you walked in?
Coffee, obviously. And the smell of fresh baked pastries. I couldn't resist buying a croissant.
That's a perfect example. Nothing is actually baked here on the premises. The pastries come from a bakery and are delivered here every morning. But this cafe, like many others, adds an artificial scent of fresh baked goods to their air conditioning and heating system to encourage people to buy pastries.
Wow, it certainly worked on me.
Supermarkets use the power of scent too, usually the smell of fresh bread. That makes people feel hungry, so they're tempted to buy more food. And some shops use a scent that smells like baby powder. It makes people feel relaxed, so they spend more time in the shop and buy more things. There are other tricks that are used on shoppers as well.
Like what? This is fascinating.
Well, have you ever wondered why large, multi-story department stores place the up and down escalators on opposite ends of each level?
No, I never really thought about it, other than to think that it's so inconvenient.
Well, there's a reason. It's to make sure that customers walk past more merchandise, and ideally buy something, before they actually continue up or down.
I was in a single-story shop at the weekend, where I felt like I was being forced to see virtually everything. My sister and I went to one of those huge furniture shops. All we wanted was a lamp. But to get to the lamps, we had to walk through lots of other sections. And then we had to go through all the remaining departments to reach the tills.
That's deliberate. Those kind of shops, like IKEA, are usually designed with just one path through them so that customers can't easily run in and out. And again, the whole idea is to encourage people to buy more than they intended to, including impulse items.
You mean things they didn't plan to buy?
Exactly. Impulse items are usually inexpensive and are displayed in big quantities. For example, the sweets that are near the tills in supermarkets. As you stand in the queue, you look at them, and they begin to seem more and more appealing.
And before you know it, you're buying some.
Right. Most shops display impulse items throughout the shop and near the tills. Sometimes they're seasonal, like umbrellas or sun hats, and sometimes they're related to the main products in the shop, like bookmarks at bookshops.
I'm almost afraid to ask what kinds of tricks clothes shops use, but tell me what you know about those.
Firstly, displays aren't supposed to be arranged nicely. A messy display conveys a message that a lot of people have been looking through it. So therefore, those clothes must be popular. In addition, these shops will often display exactly the same merchandise in several different places in the shop. This makes customers think there's a bigger selection than there really is. And of course, shops can manipulate customers using music, lights and mirrors.
What do they do with music, lights and mirrors?
Music is carefully selected to appeal to the shop's target clientele and is meant to make customers want to stay longer in the shop. Lighting is designed to be flattering, and some shops even use mirrors in the fitting rooms that are slightly distorted to make people look slimmer and taller.
Well, that explains why I sometimes think things look better on me in the shop than at home. Well, there can't be tricks with prices, can there? I mean, a price is a price.
Actually, there are tricks. Did you know that if something costs, say, £19.85, many people think of it as costing £19, not £20?
I think I sometimes do that.
Probably because, like most people, you remember the first number in a price and ignore the second number. Maybe you'll be more aware of it now. So, how about another cup of coffee for £2.90?